BBC News with Debbie Russ. The outbreak of Ebola in the Democratic Republic of Congo has been declared a public health emergency of international concern. But the World Health Organization said regional borders would not be closed off because of the economic damage that would cause. It also said the risk of Ebola spreading outside the region was low. Mexico's most notorious drugs baron, Joaquin El Chapo Guzman, has been found guilty of running a criminal enterprise that smuggled tons of drugs into the U.S. He'll spend the rest of his life in a high-security prison. During his trial, the New York court heard that Guzman buried a man alive and had a murder room at one of his safe houses. The UN has accused Hungary of being out of touch with reality in its handling of asylum issues. It's called on the Hungarian government to end emergency measures designed to curb migration across its southern border. The younger brother of the man who carried out a suicide attack at a concert venue in Manchester in northern England 2 years ago has been extradited from Libya to Britain. Hashim Obeidi was arrested after his flight touched down at a London airport. Ukraine has revealed that it's holding a driver accused of involvement in the shooting down of a Malaysian airliner 5 years ago today. A Russian-made missile brought down flight MH17 over rebel-held eastern Ukraine, killing nearly 300 people. Italian police have arrested 19 people in an anti-mafia operation in Sicily, targeting families with links to organized crime in New York. Several members of the Inzerillo family fled Sicily during a bloody inter-mafia turf war in the 1980s. Human leg bones have been unearthed in the first excavation of the main Allied field hospital in Belgium, used during the Battle of Waterloo in 1815. Experts believe they're the remains of limbs amputated by medics. BBC News.